Hello?
Hey, Eddie Chambers, Merry Christmas.
Say it again?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Who's this?
It's Fantana from EastsideBoxing.com, the biggest boxing website in the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm surviving at the minute. It's pretty cold here.
I can imagine. Merry Christmas to you as well.
I appreciate that. Just got a few questions for you. Since
sure,
you're a big name over in England. The first question I have is, are you considering changing your name from Fast Eddie Chambers to English Eddie Chambers?
why would you ask that?
I just think right now there's a void of, truly, gentlemen English boxers about in the heavyweight division. And, if you came over here, you can live in my house. And, you could make a bigger name for yourself than you would in America because, we want a decent English guy to become the champion.
I'm sorry. It was really difficult for me to understand what you said. I'm sorry. The phone was a little foggy.
I just say, basically, England is crying out for a champion.
Okay. Hey, honestly, I think I'll probably get more. I hate this. I'm not trying to, from my own country, but... I think I'll have a pretty good fan base over there. Maybe even better here than here in the States. So, I mean, yay! Whatever works. Although I love my
think
country.
So. Everybody loves America, but England is we might be a small country, but we have great places like Cornwall, which is fantastic. It gets up to like 20 degrees there. It's really warm.
Oh yeah.
So you might be coming over to fight here soon, we hope.
Yeah, Professor, it's a great possibility. Right now, I have a fight scheduled with Sergey Lyakovich here in the States. This fight could be a springboard for fights to come, and it could be some possible fights over there. You know what I mean? And I'm going to be extremely happy to do that, to do so. You know what I mean? I hope I have English fans, and I would love if I do have some, which I hope so, which I think I do, to be able to come see me live. And fighting in England would be something that would be great in my opinion. I would like to do that, but as of now, I got to get some of the what's ahead of me done first, and then move on forward, and then hopefully maybe get a fight there soon or Germany somewhere close where I can get those supporters to come out.
That's fantastic. We'll just get on that at a moment about the English. You are big here, but you're fighting Lajkovic, who's nicknamed the White Wolf, and you've recently stated you could beat a police dog in a contest, but you're fighting the White Wolf, which I thought was a good paradox, and it's in Pennsylvania, which is the home of Eddie Monster. So, what can we expect to see in this contest?
Well, I'm to a degree one to reinvent myself. There's before the Klitschko fight, and then there's now after. I mean, I think a fighter with ability like myself, sometimes you can take your sport and your ability and things like that for granted, and just go in there and just perform and not really respect the game as much. And don't get me wrong, I'm the biggest supporter of boxing, and I respect it totally. But sometimes, you got to think of it as like any other athletic contest. You got to be prepared in every possible way, and I think that goes with planning. And I think that before I fought Vladimir, I wasn't completely prepared for what the moment was, nor did we have the plan to succeed like we should have. Don't get me wrong; my ability, I think, was enough to do so, and I thought that I could do that. But when facing a challenge as big, and I mean that in the sense of physical size and also and just the just how big the moment was, I feel like you need more than just ability, and that's clear. You need more than just ability and conditioning. You need the right kind of a team around you. You need the right kind of planning and the preparation to go in there and to tackle something as big as a fight with a guy like that. So what fans really can expect to see from me now is more focused, more determined. Not saying more determined, just I'll say more focused on being prepared in the right way. Better preparation better understanding of what I'm getting into, and ultimately a tip-top not only conditioning, but tip-top performance every time out. You know what I mean? There's not going to be any of those, you know, lackadaisical kind of things with me anymore. You know what I mean? I'm going to go out there and perform to the best of my ability every night.
I appreciate your honesty there. So in a way, you could say you've matured.
Yeah, well, when you grow, you get a few years older, sometimes that happens. honestly, it's just, I've had a lot of time to think about it. I've had a lot of time to see what has been going on with my career recently. And I'm not an idiot, you know what I mean? I'm not a stupid guy, so there were some things that needed to be fixed and needed to be rehashed. And we got down to it, and actually I thought, looked at some of the fights, and I just really wanted to be the best person, not only fighter, but the best person I possibly could be. And I'm always been a good person. That's not even an issue, but it's just better. If I can do anything to improve what is, then I will do that. And that's what I'm in the process of doing now.
Okay, it's been almost 2 years since you fought Vladimir.
Right.
I know this is always the question. You know, you were doing well. You got lucky. You got the win. But why has it been 2 years since, you know, we've only seen you fight once in this space? What's been happening?
Say one more time the last thing. I missed the last part.
Just what's been happening with Eddie Chambers?
Oh, what's been happening? Well, basically, as I was explaining, I had a fight that was scheduled with Tony Thompson. I ended up injuring my back. So, and the time after that, sitting around waiting and, to recover, obviously, and figure out different things that I could do. I did a lot of mentally, soul searching in a sense, just trying to figure out where I wanted to go with this. You know what I mean? Because, financially, this sport can be tough on people. And, you know what I mean? I'm not a millionaire, a billionaire or anything like that. And, I was thinking, is this something that, the amount of difficulty I'm having now, with things internally as far as with the, with my team and everything, and is this really worth it? You know what I mean? And I'm being completely honest at this point. I mean, is it really worth, giving 110% like I've done it all, in my career before, every time out before, although not mentally prepared, so I can't really say 110, but I was giving the most I could at that point. Is it really worth it with what I was receiving on the back end? And, more and more I was thinking, it was like, man, it's just really not worth it. It's really not worth putting that much into and getting nothing in return. And so at that point I was either saying, okay, well, I'm just going to leave it alone and go find something else I could possibly do. You know what I mean? Especially after the Rossi fight. I really got down thinking about it. And, or completely change what's going on with what I'm doing, my team, the focus of the team, quite frankly, were the money disbursements, things like that. And once I came to a conclusion to really rehash those things and get some good quality folks around me, just as I already had good people, and I still do have good people, but just to improve it. Once I got that, started working in my favor, and basically also me taking control of my career myself. You know what I mean? Just being determined to, work things over and work things out on my own and be more than a part of, be the leader of my team. That's when things started to change, and I really started to feel a lot better about it. And that's why, and now I'm here. And now we're looking to get back in there and be better than ever.
Well, that's good news. So we got the first fight is lined up on the 21st of January,
yep,
in 2012. I think it's a foregone conclusion. You're going to win this in style. And then, what else can we expect from you in 2012?
Well, I'm going to try to stay a little more busy. You know what I mean? I'm going to get a few more fights in this year. In this fight in particular, you're going to see me in superb condition. Not to say I was never in good condition or great condition before, but at this point I've been doing everything I possibly can to condition my body to the task at hand, and also a better mental attitude toward where I'm going. And not to say I wasn't always happy, but or excited to be involved in what I was in, but it's going to be a lot better. You know what I mean? And just more excited to be at that point. You know what I mean? At that in the ring again. And I'm going to give the best I possibly can to the people, to the fans, people who support me and just support boxing in general.
That's, you know, that's good. So, Valuev, what would you think about a possible match with him?
With who?
With Valuev, the big guy who's like Bigfoot.
Any of those kind of fights. I mean, those are the kind of fights that are interesting to me. It's interesting to me because of the level of fighter he is, what he has done in his career, and I just want to beat the best. You know what I mean? My goal is to eventually be considered one of the best, if not the best. And the only way to do that is by beating those guys who have held belts or are holding belts. And so, you know, Valuev is one that I'm really interested in, obviously, as well as I really, as much as I know, it's going to be a very difficult task for me to ever get this opportunity again to fight Vladimir Klitschko again. You know what I mean? And it's not just to say, oh, I have a vendetta against him or I want my revenge. No, it's because he's the best. And I give him all the credit and all the glory that he's deserved, he's earned over his career, being that he was down at one point in his career and fought his way back to where he is now. And the only way for me to get to that point is, by, in my opinion, would be to beat somebody like that. And other than him and for his brother, there are no others that I think that, you know, warrant that kind of praise or that they can actually get grant me being considered one of the best. So I need to fight them. I need to beat them. You know what I mean? And eventually, if I ever, you know, I would dance. I don't know what I would do. I was very excited and very happy that one of them were that Vladimir that will give me that opportunity again. I would be elated and very appreciative. But that is something that eventually I would hope to get, you know, sooner than later. But well, I mean, I can wait. But I just hope that I don't wait too long and I don't get the opportunity.
I'd say this is the second year running that Vladimir Klitschko he's pulled out of a boxing contest around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Which you're no doubt aware of. Do you think he's been eating too many mince pies?
I don't know. I think he honestly probably did hurt himself. You know what I mean? Or I think he had the issues that was said. You know what I mean? Actually, I know a representative that he has in his Stanford, and they were really, I believe he's the kind of person that is, that will stand up to any challenge. Therefore, with that being said, I would hope that if I did get the opportunity to challenge him again, that I would be granted that opportunity. But I'm hoping that that's not the case, that he's just overdoing it around the holiday time.
Just got, because with the postponements, it can ruin up a training camp, can't it? Ali did it to Liston, pulling out with a hernia. Andre Ward did it to Carl Froch, with his, you know, he said he got a cut eye, and then he got the win. So then Klitschko, in a rematch with you, he could pull out again, disrupt your training camp, and say, oh, I've broke his fingernail, you know, postpone it, because he's the champion for a few weeks, and then, you know, you'd be set back a bit. So, you know, that must be a worry. I mean, you've done it to Tony Thompson, but that was a legitimate injury. But
yeah.
Let's just say you're going to fight Valuev, like, you know, David Haye beat him in and out, kind of the style you would box in.
How would I fight Valuev?
If you were coming up, David Haye was in and out, you know, that would be kind of like a blueprint for you, I would imagine.
Well, that fight, honestly, I would have to do similar to what David did. Honestly, though, probably a little more activity because David Haye has a good punch himself, and he's a fairly big guy. He's bigger than myself. So I think I'll have to be a little more active but a lot of movement, a lot of angles, a lot of different looks. Something that he wouldn't be, even more so than what like David Haye did.
You'd say it more exciting.
Huh?
You'd say it'd be more exciting.
Yes, but not only that, I would need it to be one side. For somebody that big, keep on pounding on you. Somebody my size, this is not a good thing. So I would have to be extremely elusive and very active as well. So it would definitely end up being a pretty exciting match. I think that it would be something that would be very interesting. I can't really say David and Goliath no more because David Haye's name is actually David. So, I might have to find another way to put this thing going on, but it would be definitely that kind of a scenario. And I would love that. And I'm pretty sure the fans love it because there is a lot of supporters out there who support him. And there's probably a few out there to support me as well. So it would be a very interesting fight, in my opinion.
If we talk about excitement, recently we saw Charlie Zelenoff against Mayweather Sr., which is all over YouTube. Have you seen that?
Say it again?
Have you seen the Charlie Zelenoff versus Mayweather Sr. video, which is on YouTube?
Oh, yes. Yes,
that was exciting. That was top-notch entertainment.
It was. Definitely.
What were your views? What did you think about that?
What were my views on it? Well, I mean, that kind of thing, I think, is strictly for that kind of thing. Gotcha. I guess he's good. He'll get on YouTube. He runs his mouth. Honestly, my view on that is I wish I could do some of the things he does because I can actually fight. So if I could get that kind of following and, and this is a real fighter doing this, that would be almost something like how David Haye was when he called Vladimir out and got him to fight on that whole thing. And I would love to be able to do that, but I'm too honest. You know what I mean? Not saying that David Haye is not honest, but I'm just too honest of a person, and I can't be fake in a sense where I'm doing things or acting a certain way that's truly not me. So, it would be very difficult.
You couldn't lie to people.
Huh?
You couldn't lie to people like David Haye did to, he lied, basically, what he said was going to happen with Klitschko. He lied. You can't deny it. But if just saying the Zelenoff Mayweather, the top three Google searches for boxing was the Zelenoff versus Mayweather Sr. The second one about Valuev. I don't know if you knew this. Valuev went on a search for Bigfoot. Did you read about this?
Oh, no.
It's 100% true. You can Google this. He went on a search for Sasquatch or the Yeti, whatever they call it in the Russia, and they reckon they found Bigfoot's nest with hairs. I swear this is 100% true. You can look this up.
And I gotta take a look. I gotta see this one.
This is true.
I gotta check this out.
But the question was, would Valuev at 7 foot beat Sasquatch? What are your views?
Would Valuev beat
the Yeti?
Would he beat him? I think Valuev has the edge of skill, so he might have a shot. I think he's probably the same size as him, so he doesn't really have too much of a size advantage over him. So I'm thinking he might have a shot. I think he probably would. He has a skill advantage. He might, but maybe a little quicker. I think Valuev. I take him in maybe about nine.
That'd be a good win. The third boxing question on the internet was Mike Tyson once, there was a quote Mike Tyson said, he offered a guy at the zoo £50,000 if he could go in and punch the gorilla in the face. So one of the questions, it's Mike Tyson versus gorilla. Who do you think would win?
Ooh, that's tough. I think Mike's a tough, strong guy, and he probably punches hard as anybody that ever punched anything. So, but I'm still going to have to go with the gorilla. The gorilla is just too big, man. It's a different thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. If Mike was bigger, if Mike was value of size and could punch like that, then I would go with Mike. But he's just not big enough. That's the only reason. Sorry, Mike. apologize.
So, but would you buy tickets to that contest?
Say it again?
Would you buy tickets to that?
Yes, I would. I'm sorry. I'm not the, like, reality TV guy type of thing. You know, I don't like the gimmick stuff, but if that was something that was real, yeah, I'm buying a ticket to that every day of the week. I have to see it. I'd have to see it to believe it, for one, and that's probably why I would buy a ticket to it.
Yeah, in the future, these things could become a reality. Only in America, they say.
Yeah, Don King will promote it, right?
Waving his little flags. Yeah, you never know. These things happen.
Yeah, but, so I would want to promote it.
If we want to get you a bit of prime time, why don't you challenge Charlie Zelenoff to a spar?
Would I want to challenge him?
Yeah, just tell him to come to your gym and you can beat him up. Get the cameras around.
But then I take his fan base, huh? Well,
if you think you could handle him.
I don't know. He's pretty tough. Maybe he's giving Mayweather Senior all he wanted in their little fight. So I don't know if I don't know. You know, Mayweather Senior still got a lot, you know, going for him. He looks like he's in shape too. So man, I don't know. This kid, he might be the real deal.
He might be. He certainly sounds like it when he talks.
Yeah. If nobody knew better, if you didn't know better, you would think he's about to be world champion.
That's exactly what I was about to say. He actually claims he's going to fight a Klitschko next.
Well, I don't know about that. That's a different challenge altogether.
It's something Antonio Tarver said, that he would want to fight the Klitschko next.
He really does?
That's what he said.
I would like to see what would happen if he actually got that. Granted that challenge. Like, I would like to see what would happen. And first of all, if he would survive for, you know, 5 to 10 seconds. But it would be interesting to see, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he was actually serious, like, were they allowed to, if they're allowed to be serious, you know what I mean? Like, that is insanity. Oh, man. Like, people don't understand. We trained for this our whole entire lives, in a sense. You know what I mean? And it's just can't think that. Just because you are a tough guy in the street, or you've been tough growing up, or whatever has been the case, or you knocked a guy out one time, that you think that you're going to get between those ropes, and that's inside that square jungle, and figure that you're just going to be able to beat somebody. There's a lot more to it than that. And I think that when these people don't really quite understand that, and, you know, that's part of the reason why they get brave. But then once they get in there with a real serious guy and the guy plays with him and, you know, slaps him around for a few rounds and not even seriously trying to do anything, they kind of get more of a respect for it.
Yeah, that's good. Just on the lines of reality television, I had an idea for a show, which is in talks, actually. We just need a guinea pig, in a sense that you got a little microphone attached to the guy as he walks into the ring and he talks you through what he's feeling at the time. What do you think about that?
Oh, say it again? No, if I can say it one more time.
Just say, you got a reality television show, and the guy on the way to the ring, he's got a microphone, and he's telling you what he feels as he's stepping through the ropes to fight whoever he's fighting. And then between rounds, you know, he gives it. What do you think?
Could be interesting. It could be interesting. Sounds like it may catch. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the reality TV and all this other stuff that's going on. I mean, why not? I say give it a try.
I was just saying, because if it was David Haye versus Klitschko, he's walking in the ring and he's like, I'm going to beat this guy. The bell rings, end round one. My toe hurts. So he's kind of changed. That'd be an interesting shift. So, which people, they appreciate reality TV.
Yes.
So that was just there.
Yes.
One of his things. And so if you had one gift from Santa this year, what's it going to be?
Say it one more time.
What would your one present from Santa be this year?
My one present would be to be granted to be granted the opportunity to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship again and win it. That would be the ultimate gift. That way I can do everything that, you know, in my power to, you know, provide for my family, leave a legacy on this sport, and help boxing in general, and help America, the fighters in America, and of course, I'm not going to forget England. You know, they need my help too, and to clean up boxing in a sense. You know what I mean? To make it get it back to prominence to where it once was, where it was one of the top sports in the world, and everybody loved it. And I know that's a lot to ask for, Santa, but you know, that's what I want.
Santa's a good guy like you, Eddie. We'll leave that note. Have you got anything you'd like to say, Christmas message?
Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Have you got a Christmas message you'd like to say?
Well, to all supporters of boxing and all people in general, to people in the UK, to the people in States, to everywhere in the world, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. And also, please support our great sport of boxing. We are, you know, in need of it. And just to give another, I guess, another chance to really be one of the top sports, because us gladiators really work hard for the fans to watch and appreciate what we do. And we just would love for, you know, more people to be able to see it and take a chance on the sport of boxing again.
Brilliant. That's a fantastic message. I've just had a late email in. Last question for you, Eddie. It's
okay.
From Don in Georgia, Gainesville, and he wants to know, is the world going to end in 2012?
I'll say it one more time.
He wants to know, is the world going to end in 2012?
Is it, if the world goes away?
Is it going to end?
Do I think it's going to end?
Yeah.
In 2012? No,
yeah.
I don't think it is. You know what I mean? In my opinion, I think that there's a lot more left for God's children to do before I think he's going to decide to close it out on us, in my opinion. So, no, I think we're going to have a lot more years left before the end comes.
Excellent. Eddie, thank you again. I'll see you on Xbox Live.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've been avoiding me on Call of Duty.
I've
noticed you're on there about 13 hours ago.
That's all right. Yeah, look, trust me, I'm going to get on there a lot more, and I've been playing Call of Duty, too. I don't know if you played that.
I saw you on it, and I was like, he doesn't want any of this.
Oh, I love that game. I'm just playing the campaign.
You couldn't handle my fingers in a non-gay way.
Once I'm done with the campaign, I get good enough to really hang with you guys, I'm taking you out. I mean that.
I look forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Eddie, and we'll speak to you no doubt soon.
Very soon.
And best luck and best wishes to you and your family for Christmas.
Thanks, man. Same to you too. Have a great Christmas and tell your family after this. Do the same.
Thank you. See you later.
All right, man. Talk to you.
Bye-bye.